Welcome back to the Marketing Ninja Podcast with Manuel Suarez, CEO of Attention Grabbing Media and author of number one bestseller, Marketing Magic.
So what is superpower based on my definition from my book? Here's how I define it. An ability to positively influence the lives of others with one's message, products, or services. So we're going to head over to ChatGPT to help us find out what our superpower is. So for this, I already have a prompt that I put together that I welcome you guys to create your own version of it. This is a description of my superpower. So a description of my experience, interests, skills, and ability. I need you to concisely define what my personal superpower is based on this. And I defined my history. Since 2012, I've been obsessed with marketing. I started helping my father grow his business through social media strategies that helped him generate millions of followers, billions of views, and a booming business year after year. Not long after, I created my own bedsheet brands on Amazon, and I managed to create it into a multi-million dollar business. I am obsessed with finding opportunities and helping businesses capture attention. I managed to successfully do this with not only my own brands, but many others throughout my marketing agency. With my marketing knowledge acquired from my own brands, I have worked with and helped brands from all types of niches, health, e-commerce, nonprofits, artists, business professionals, and others. Today, I'm still obsessed with finding and leveraging opportunities online to help businesses expand. So it says, you have an exceptional ability to identify and leverage opportunities to capture and sustain attention, driving substantial growth for a diverse range of business. I want a more detailed response. Can you provide more detail? Detailed definition, keep opportunity detection, strategic attention capture, innovative growth solutions, proven track record. In essence, your superpower lies in your relentless pursuit of opportunities and your strategic expertise in capturing attention, enabling businesses to achieve remarkable growth and success. Now, if you're like me and you have already a book and a lot of content, you can feed it all that stuff and it can be even more detailed about what your superpower is. We have that superpower and we understand how it is concisely now. What knowledge could we acquire to strengthen that superpower? We're gonna head back to ChatGPT now, and this is what I'm gonna say to it. So based on the superpower description that you gave me, I'm asking it, can you recommend 20 best books that would help me increase and strengthen my superpower? Do I go out there and buy those books right now? Unless it's marketing magic. That one I do want you to buy. So it gave me 20 different books that are gonna help me become more effective with this ability that I have to capture attention, to do marketing. I got 20 books. Like if I'm looking for books that I wanna learn, knowledge is the key to expansion. I understand that the world goes round. This thing that I have here, this building, 250 employees and all the amazing staff that I have over here, we are who we are because of the knowledge that we've acquired. Our success is directly proportional to the amount of knowledge we acquire and the amount of knowledge we implement. Those two things are basically the formula. So how can I get better? How can I acquire more knowledge and more information? So I got 20 here. Okay, summarize this book, Contagious, How to Build Word of Mouth in a Digital Age. Include the key points from this book so I can learn about the most important points without having to read the entire book. For each point, I need you to include 1, what it is, 2, how to implement it, including the exact steps, 3, practical examples, and 4, key takeaways. And then here you go. Contagious, How to Build Word of Mouth in a Digital Age by Jonah Berger explores why some things go viral and how to create content that people will share. Berger identifies 6 principles that drive people to talk about and share ideas, products, and stories. These principles form the acronym STEPPS. Social currency, triggers, emotion, public, practical value, stories. So far, so good. Here's a summary with key points, how to implement them, practical examples, and key takeaways. Social currency. What is social currency? Is the idea that people share things that make them look good or in the know. This is social currency. I'm talking about artificial intelligence right now, right? How to implement it. Find inner remarkability. Make your product or idea remarkable. Steps. Identify unique, surprising, or interesting aspects of your product. Highlight these aspects in your marketing materials. So it's coming out with a game plan for me. Leverage game mechanics, incorporate elements of game mechanics to motivate people to share. Steps, add points, level, or rewards to your product or service. Encourage competition or status symbols among users. Next one, make people feel insiders. Create exclusivity. Steps, offer special access or perks for sharing. Create a members-only club or early access program. Practical examples: Snapchat uses disappearing messages and exclusive features to create a sense of urgency and exclusivity. Nike incorporates game mechanics by allowing users to track their runs. This is Nike Plus. Earn badges and compete with friends. Key takeaways: make your product interesting and worth talking about. Use exclusivity and game mechanics to encourage sharing. If you are able to do this at scale and you're able to read one book a day, how much more valuable and competent will you be in a year? How long does it take me to read this takeaway over here? How long does it take me? 10, 15 minutes, right? In detail and understanding what it is. And if I want to review it later, what would you do if you were me? I might have given it a stupid prompt, by the way, because it might have just given me a PDF of the whole thing. We'll see if it recognized exactly what I was asking for. But I take that PDF and I save it on my desktop. And when I want to study and increase my ability, I can read a book in 10, 15 minutes. So this is the thing that we have right now that never before existed. This is the thing that a show like Doogie Howser is built on. Anybody remembers that show? Everybody else is not that old? Come on, Doogie Howser. He was a 13-year-old doctor that graduated magna cum laude from university, and he was performing surgery and saving people's lives at the age of 12 and 13. And the one thing that he was able to do was read books in 5 minutes, in 2 minutes. That's the only thing that made him different and special. So you have the ability to become extra special right now by incrementing your knowledge. And you can dive deep into your own niche and vertical, because you don't need to go all over the place. You can go into what you're specialist in. Become a person. Like, one thing that I can tell you about my father, I grew up with the guy and I was always impressed with him and how incredible he was and how knowledgeable he was. Something that I learned later on about him: if my father did not know the answer to something that I was asking, he will make it up on the spot. And to me, I would not even realize that he was making it up. I always wondered, how the heck did he know an answer to every single thing that I would ask him? That level of certainty increases your value. You can sell your products and services for anything that you want when you have that certainty of your skill, of your abilities, of your power. That is how special it is.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, go ahead, leave us a review and subscribe to tune in for future episodes. And if you're looking for a team that'll go above and beyond for you and your brand, go to talktoaninja.com today.